The reality of abundance. Stay tuned. Hey, my friend, what's going on? What's going on, wholesalers? What's going on, network marketers, internet marketers, entrepreneurs, empire, emperors, empresses? I don't know if that's correct, but welcome. Thank you for hanging out with me again. On this episode, on this edition here, I want to talk to you about the reality of abundance and why abundance is very important. It all comes down to massive exposure. When you have daily abundance of traffic of people coming through your business, you know, it's just a matter of choices, okay? It's about having options and having choices and abundance. But abundance doesn't start from having abundance in your bank account. Unfortunately, it just doesn't that way. The way it starts is from the mind. You gotta have an abundance mindset. You gotta start thinking like an abundant, fulfilled person. You gotta feel already. You gotta feel like there's abundance already. If you don't, it will never show up in the bank account. It will never show up in the form of people being attracted to your business. You gotta envision it. You gotta have the vision of abundance of people coming to your business and giving you money. Just giving you money. If you don't have that, you are gonna fail. The other reason why you may end up failing in wholesaling business is if you don't download my book and learn the fundamentals. You need to download the book and you need to read it 10 to 15 times. The book is called The Empire Lifestyle Secret. It's absolutely available for free when you go to my website, myempirepro.com. But today, I want to share some tips with you when it comes to abundance and how it's related to wholesaling real estate. And there's a question that came in from a viewer that inspired this topic. But before I get into the question, as always, I have a quote from the book that I want to share with you. Again, if you want to get the book, you need to get the book. You need to go to myempirepro.com, download it absolutely for free, okay? Read it 10 to 15 times and take advantage of that in your business. Now, if you need my personal touch or you want me to help you with your business, you're already in a wholesaling business or any type of business for that matter, and you need consulting, you need, more importantly, you need a coach and a mentor, then that's something that I can also provide for you. And if you want to book me, all you have to do is just go to myempirepro.com/coaching and you'll see that information over there. But again, let's get into today's business, okay? If you want to learn abundance and all that stuff, you like the idea of abundance and all that stuff, click like below, click like right now and encourage me. That's exciting for me, okay? That releases dopamine in my head and that makes me excited to give you the best I can give you today. Just click like, share this with your friends and I'll appreciate that. So the quote from the book, okay, goes like this. I'm going to continue. I started already before. I said it all comes down to massive exposure. When you have daily abundance of traffic of people and leads interested in more information about your offer, you have something to sell, right? Yeah. So for example, in a wholesaling business, you're selling a solution to a motivated seller, to a distressed home ownership, right? You're selling a solution, right? So you always have something to sell. At the very minimum, you're selling yourself as the best person to work with, because you got competition out here, either you know it or like it or not, okay? Right. So information about your offer, you will never have to worry about someone's reaction or rejection. So most people don't like rejection. Guess who doesn't like rejection? Me either. I don't like rejection. I don't like when people say no to me. You know why? I don't know why. It just doesn't feel good. When you say no to me, it just doesn't feel good. Okay. Every time I get a like on those videos, it feels great. Okay. I'm not even going to lie. So give me a like. If you like my videos, give me a like. If you hate my videos, still give me a like. Okay. If you give me a thumbs down on my videos, it has no effect on me, by the way, just so you know. But the likes has effect on me. I love them. Okay. So, but nobody likes rejection, okay? But when you don't like rejection in business, it's also a level of attachment to responses. And the last thing you want to do in business, you don't want to have an attachment to responses, okay? To people's responses, to your marketing message, to what you have to say, your opinions. You don't want to be attached to it. You should feel completely neutral, okay? As much as you can. I know we're human beings and it's tough. But the best way to feel neutral is to actually have abundance. That's the solution, okay? So let me continue the quote. That also means that attraction to your product, services, and offers will be in the highest level always. Will be in the highest level always when you're not attached to rejection, to reactions, when you're not, when you don't care, when you're just indifferent about people's responses, the attraction all of a sudden grows. Okay? So imagine, I'm shooting this video. That's the most obvious example I can give you right now. I'm shooting this video right now, or I'm doing this live broadcast, and you're watching me right now, and do I have some insecurities that will make me not shoot this video? Maybe. You see me, I'm folding right now. Maybe that's why, but let me relax, right? Maybe, right? But then I didn't let that stop me. And because I did not allow that to stop me, my attraction in the eyes of you or anybody who watches my other videos increases either you like it or not. Does that make sense? So it's the same thing with your business. When you become indifferent, right? When you're not attached to an outcome, attraction for your products, your services, and your offers somehow magically increases. Okay? Why? Because you're indifferent. Not like you don't care. You care when people like your stuff and buy your stuff. You care. Like I said, if you give me a like on this video, I care. I like it, right? But at the same token, it's one of those things that's not an exact science, but it's a heart, right? Same token, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to give this value anyway, okay? It's the same way you want to treat your business. It's the same way you want to treat your offer. It's the same way you want to treat people when people call you and they have a real estate piece of real estate to wholesale to you. You treat them indifferently. If they sign up with you, sign the contract, great. If they don't, it's all good because you have abundance of traffic, leads. You have abundance of knowledge, right? You have abundance of continue to push your marketing message. So it's okay. And can we be frank once? Can I be honest with you? Not everybody's going to sign up with you. So you might as well just lose the attachment to the responses, okay? All right, so let's continue the quote here. So that also means that attraction to your products, services, offers will be in the highest level always. All you have to do is sort through the duds for the studs and sort through the mass for the leaders, right? All you have to do is sort through the rough for the diamond. You need to have enough that all you have to do, right? Wait, I think I just jumped. Let's see. So it needs to become a part of your mindset that exposure is everything, okay? Then all you need to do is have enough that all you have to do is sort through the rough for the diamond. Again, we're assuming there's going to be a lot of rough. You sort through the rough for the diamond. We're assuming there's going to be a lot of duds, right? We don't mean that. I don't mean that in any disrespectful way. It's going to be a lot of duds in prospect that will call your number. All you have to do is have a system in place to search through for the studs, right? Without wasting your time, right? And then all you have to do is search through the mass for your leaders when it comes to partnership and people that you want to have in your organization, right? So trust me, they are not that difficult to spot. When you find a stud, they're not difficult. They shine, just like you can't cover fire with clothes, right? They shine. They just shine through, right? So that's the quote from the book. Again, download the book from myempirepro.com. And if you want to use my coaching, myempirepro.com/coaching. Question. So here's the question from the viewer that came in today. It says, "Hello, Hola. I have trouble securing an appointment and I'm not sure why." Okay, so when people call your marketing pieces and they call you, what you do is you pre-qualify them, make sure there's a possible deal, and then you set up an appointment to go see them at the house. So setting up an appointment is actually it's a trial close, okay? It's a part of the closing deal because you have to actually convince somebody that you're not going to waste their time when they come by the property. Not only do you have to convince them, you have to convince yourself that there's a possible deal in this because you don't want to drive to a whole house. And how many times are you going to do that? You want to make sure that there's a high chance of there may be a deal there. Are there sometimes you go to the house and it's not a deal? Yes. But you want to make sure as much as possible you pre-filter those out. So, because time is your most precious commodity and you don't want to waste it, right? All right, so all I need is one deal to secure my future in wholesaling real estate. I don't like that statement. I'd never like that kind of statement because that's an attachment. Because every deal you find, you get attached to the outcome and you don't want to be like that. You don't need one deal, okay? You don't necessarily need one deal. You need a business. You need to build a business to secure your wholesaling real estate business, okay? That's what you need, to run it like a business. That means every time somebody calls you, it's a possibility. It may not lead to a deal. Okay, you want to understand, you want to, in that same token, you want to approach every deal like it's a closed deal. Because that mindset, that would attract other people. They can feel your confidence when you approach every deal like it's a closed deal. So with that same mind, you want to be indifferent. Because if it's not a deal, no big deal, we'll keep moving. Again, it's an art. Again, you need to learn the fundamental. That's some stuff you learn in the book, right? You need to understand the fundamentals. You need to approach the deal like it's a closed deal, but you want to be indifferent if the person decides to work with you or not. And that increases attraction to want to work with you because they don't see you as desperate. If you're desperate, nobody want to work with you, okay? And they can feel it, they can smell it if you're too desperate. And that kind of statement, all I need is one deal, what it makes you do is come off as desperate, okay? But I can't seem to get to the next deal after closing my first deal about 2 months ago. So the good news is that you've closed a deal before, okay? There's too many people out here that haven't closed a deal ever before, okay? So the good news is we actually closed a deal before, right? Now I'm starting to think that was luck. Well, Henry Ford said, you're right, you're always right. If you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're also right, okay? But it's really up to you, okay? If you think that was luck, then I guess it was luck. But here's the problem. That's going to affect your energy on the way you approach your business, okay? If you know that that was your doing, that was because of skills, you're going to approach the next deal, the next appointment, the next call that comes in, you're going to pick up the phone and say, hey, how may I help you? And I always tell people, start with how may I help you. It's confidence. It's you assuming that you can help somebody, okay? You're not saying, how can I help you? How can I help you? Maybe I can't. No, how may I help you? Because you're confident that you're going to be able to help them. And then you relax and you just shut up and you listen. Tell me the story about your house. Let them talk. Let them give you the admonitions on how you're going to close the deal. You don't have to come up with closing the deal. They close the deal themselves. That's how confident you are. And how do you do that? You learn all of that in the book. Just go through the book and you can download the book at myempirepro.com. Let's continue here. I'm getting about 2 or 3 calls in a week, which is not bad. That's a lot. Okay. That's good marketing. That's generating 2 or 3 calls a week. And I can't seem to get them to agree to an appointment. Again, it's the way you're coming off on the phone. The last person basically interviewed me, and that made me think something may have been wrong with my marketing message as well. Well, maybe not, okay? It could be the marketing message if you're getting on the phone and if your marketing message is telling people, promising them you can help them save their home, and you want them to call you right now, they're going to call you and interview you. How do you plan to save my home? So yes, it could be the marketing message. If you tell people, listen, there could be options for you to save your home, why don't you go to my website and download my book, my free report on how you can make the best out of this situation, right? They're also going to come to the table with that expectation. If they pick up the phone and they call your number, that means you did a good job in the marketing message to get them to call. So that's fundamental, okay? So when they call, now how you come off on the phone can snap the whole conversation into interview mode. If you lead, I promise, if you lead with how may I help you, you're the one that's interviewing, as long as you shut up after you ask that question. If you talk too much, right, if you throw up all over the prospect, then you're right. They will end up interviewing you because the more you tell them, the more questions they have. But if you ask a question, you just shut up, okay? And every time they say something or they ask you a question, you throw a question back at them. Again, you need to learn the art of asking questions, okay? Something I also cover in the book, myempirepro.com. That's where you download Empire Lifestyle Secrets, right? You need to learn how to ask questions. You need to learn how to ask quality questions. And the way your position and your marketing can make all the difference. But I promise you, if they pick up the phone already, that means the job that you did on the marketing fundamental is already okay. So it's now a matter of how you answer the call and you say, hey, how may I help you? And just shut up. If they say, no, you tell me how you're going to help me. You send me a letter, right? That's true. But tell me the story. What's going on with your house? There are going to be people that will try to intimidate you like that, okay? There are going to be people like that. But again, positioning is everything. How you talk is everything. Hold your posture, and talk. I don't mean physically posture, but if that's what it means to you, then that, do what you got to do. But confidence is everything, and they can smell it. They can feel the energy on the phone. So that may be something that may be off, is how you're answering the calls. Start with, how may I help you? If they try to intimidate you by saying, there may be somebody that was the smartest on the phone, the smartest can get on the phone and say, hey, you tell me how you're going to help me. No, no, I can help you. There's no question about that. But tell me the story about your house. And shut up and just listen. Okay? And then write, grab a pen, write stuff down. And if you need to get back to them, you get back to them. You need to be the consultant. It's not the other way around. Okay? They're consulting with you. Does that make sense? I don't know if I can handle any more rejections. Enlighten me, please. Hopefully, I have enlightened you. Okay? I don't like rejections either, but I typically don't get rejections. Okay? If I get rejection, I didn't know. Okay? I didn't know, which is why I tell people to create content as well, because you're going to have more than enough people consuming your content, and they will say no, but it's not in your face. They're saying no to your content. But the content acts as agents all over the internet that's pretty much working for you and bringing and filtering the right quality of process back to you. And that's some of the things I teach on the inside. All you have to do is go download my book for free at myempirepro.com and then soak in the fundamentals absolutely for free. Read the book 10 to 15 times. That's how you're going to master this stuff. If you read it less than 10 times, you're going to see the effect on your business. Your business is going to slow down or possibly die off like most wholesaling real estate businesses. Okay. And right now, click like, share this button, share, click the share button, share with this with your friend, because this is stuff that everyone should be in the wholesaling business to be creating cash all over the place. I teach that as well. Everyone should take advantage of this stuff in any type of business that they're learning from. So make sure you click share, click like, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can simply go search for my name on YouTube if you're not there right now, and search and subscribe over there to make sure you get notifications, because I release 3 to 5 videos like this every single week. You want to put them in a playlist and get to them when you can get to them. If it's too much for you, it's okay. Just store them so you can make sure you watch them over and over again. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one, and peace.